CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Visiting Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has proposed three ways to solve the South China Sea disputes, saying these three ways could be processing simultaneously. Meeting with Surukiat Sutiratai, chairman of Asia Peace Reconciliation Council and a former Thai deputy prime minister in Bangkok, Wang Yi proposed three ways to solve the disputes. These include reaching agreement through consultation and negotiation between direct parties concerned, continuing to implement the Declaration of the Conduct of the South China Sea, and searching for ways of common exploitation. Wang Yi stressed that China persistently advocates solving disputes through negotiations on the basis of respecting historical facts and international law. He said these two are equally important and neither should be neglected. Premier Li Keqiang says China is willing to deepen cooperation with foreign countries on desert control. He made the remarks in a written congratulations to the 4th Kubuchi International Desert Forum that kicked off on Friday in the Kubuchi Desert in North China's Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region. Li Keqiang highlighted the progress China has made in its battle with desertification, which has helped erect an ecological shield in the north, improve the environment, and boost economic and social development in desert areas. The premier says China is willing to strengthen cooperation with foreign countries in exploring and practicing new ideas and strategies for desert control and prevention, as well as new technologies and industries in environmental protection. About 5,000 tourists have been stranded at an airport in Hainan province due to the arrival of strong tropical storm Jebi. Some 100 flights have been cancelled at the Sanya Phoenix International Airport. Shipping services on the Chungzhou Strait, which separates Hainan and the mainland, have also been suspended. Local authorities have ordered all boats in the strait to return to harbor. Nearly 1,000 rescuers are working to reach five people trapped in a flooded coal mine in Shanxi for the past 2 days. The mine flooded Wednesday night when 76 miners were working underground in Pingding County, which is about 75 kilometers east of the provincial capital Taiyuan. Rescue efforts are being hampered by the narrow shafts and excessive silt. With temperatures continuing to sizzle across most of the country, China has demanded that hospitals better coordinate their efforts to treat heatstroke patients and cope with heat-triggered public health emergencies. The National Health and Family Planning Commission say heatstroke cases have recently surged in China, and it urged hospitals to pay more attention to treating patients with conditions related to extreme heat. Local health authorities and hospitals have been asked to monitor and report heatstroke cases and boost emergency response readiness strictly in accordance with rules, according to a circular issued by the commission. This is CRI News. Head of Chinese Observer Mission Liu Guijin has endorsed Zimbabwe's polls as fairly credible, free and peaceful, urging political parties to accept results peacefully. He strongly advised Zimbabweans against taking to the streets if they are not happy with the poll outcome, saying violence was not good for anyone. Mugabe's ZANU-PF party has predicted a landslide victory in the elections, and results released so far have seen the party taking a commanding lead in parliamentary elections. Former U.S. intelligence contractor Edward Snowden is said to be safe and well after leaving Moscow's Sheremetyevo Airport. His lawyer said Snowden has reached his location, without specifying his exact whereabouts. Snowden was granted a one-year permit on Thursday to stay in Russia following a month-long confinement in the airport's international transit area. His lawyer says an official invitation will also be sent to Snowden's father, Lon Snowden, to come to Moscow. The White House has expressed extreme disappointment at the Russian decision, saying Washington is evaluating a scheduled presidential summit planned for September. The United States Friday issued a global travel alert over possible terrorist attacks one day after it announced the closure of some diplomatic missions in the Middle East region over this weekend. The State Department alerts U.S. citizens to the continued potential for terrorist attacks, particularly in the Middle East and North Africa, and possibly occurring in or emanating from the Arabian Peninsula. It warns of possible terrorist attacks on public transportation systems and other tourist infrastructure, adding that the United States is working closely with other nations on the threat. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.